Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yes. Jess. The name of this segment is called Lindsay Left.
Yeah.
You heard of Lindsay Look? This is Lindsay Left.
Yeah, she dipped.
So during the regular old show this morning, she got all upset because she realized that her daughter had a show and tell thing at school today, and she forgot to send something with her to show and to tell. And so she was about to cry. She did tear. A little bit when she first realized it. And then she emailed the teacher to see how, if she had time to get something back up to the school before they did it. And the teacher just got back with her and said, you know, basically, if you bring your ass right now, then you can do it. You'll make it.
Yeah. So
she took off.
She did. Yeah.
But that is kind of a thing, you know, kindergarten, it's your first show and tell thing. And then you have to go, but I don't have anything, you know,
but I mean, is it, I don't know. Don't they do show and tell a lot? I mean, I'm glad she went because it obviously meant a lot to her. Not the fact that it was a show and tell day, but the fact that she felt like she had dropped the ball. So it was obviously important to her that she make it right. So,
yeah. And it, she should have gone to, you know, get it there, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other kids, even though they're just 5 years old, they still will realize that, you know, Delilah, you know, they're going to make fun of her for not having a show and tell. They're going to say, ah, you're too poor to have anything to show and tell.
Definitely.
Your mama's a crackhead.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Sure. But is it like
your mama's on crack rock?
Would your parents, like if you had forgotten your lunch, you know how like sometimes the school will call the parent and say like, oh, they don't have a lunch today. And the parent goes, well, I guess they just won't eat today. Like, mm-hmm. Is it too young to do that at five?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just depends on the situation. A lot of the times nobody could have brought me anything because they were working. Both my parents were working. But my dad's schedule was, and his job allowed for more freedom away from an office, you know, that he could have done that. He was a military recruiter. And so he was traveling from school to school every day, you know, going around trying to recruit high school kids into the National Guard and all that. So if I forgot something at school, it was a lot easier. But I mean, it was hard to get in touch with them. We didn't have cell phones or anything. So, right. You know, that was another thing. You say, oh, I don't have anything for show and tell. Well, how are you even going to contact somebody? You know, you got to call, you know, go down to the office at school, try to call one of your parents. And my mama hated to be, because, you know, being a teacher, they would come on the intercom into her room and they would say, you have a phone call in the office. So she's in the middle of teaching these children and has to be paged to the office to get a call. And it's, you know, my brother or me saying, Mama, I'm supposed to have this, and whatever, and I left it at home. And then she would have to figure out, you know, either she would figure out some way to get in touch with my dad, or we just wouldn't, you know, you just keep looking. Is she coming? Or is somebody coming? Is somebody bring? And, you know, there was no, you know, sending a text and going, he'll be there by noon with your stuff or any of that kind of thing. No email, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we're too in touch now. Like, you shouldn't be able to contact certain people at certain times.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, there are new results out from surveys and studies and all that they've done, You know, everybody always thinks that the kids of today are so much smarter than the kids were, you know, before all of the technology and everything that we have now, because kids know how to use computers and phones and all of that kind of stuff. But they're not doing better in school. They're way worse test scores in the schools now. I just saw a study yesterday or this morning. The days run together for me, but yeah, they're like test scores now for basic skills in education are at record lows.
Really? Okay.
Yep. With all the technology we have, with all, you know, kids knowing how to, you know, build computers, you know, out of paper clips and stuff they find around the house, mm-hmm. they still can't, they can't do, you know, normal, you know, reading, they can't pass reading skills and things like that for their age. And you know why?
Why?
It's because they never had to not just walk up in front of the class and go, I don't have shit for show and tell because I couldn't get in touch with my mama.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, what happened to just be like, okay, well, you can go tomorrow. You don't have anything. It's not a big deal. Well, you just go tomorrow. We'll put another kid in here or we'll skip it for the day. Like now it requires like phone calls and emails and putting it on a calendar, a digital calendar. It's like it's show and tell for a 5-year old in kindergarten. Give me a break.
I mean, it's a note in their backpack when they're that age.
Yeah, you know? For real. Now, again, I'm making fun of it, but it obviously meant a lot to Lindsay. She was tearing up over it. So I'm glad she is going to make things right. But it's
it's the same concept of, you know, I rail against how young people are made to believe that they're never going to amount to anything if they don't go to college. You know, they force so many people to go to college just to make something of themselves and all of that. It's, instead of you're saying, hey, college is not for everybody. Go to this specific school to learn a trade or learn how to do this, learn how to do that. Yet both my kids had to go to college because that's the way it is, the way that the times are. And until it changes, you know, you got to kind of go along with it. Same thing with this. And like, Lindsay could have easily just said, you just have to deal with it. I'm sorry. I got so much stuff going on. Her brother's still pooping his pants everywhere. I can't think of everything, you know? So, but because that is the way the environment is around there and, you know, no other kid's mom is probably going to forget their show and tell day. We didn't even have show and tell. We didn't call it that. That was one of those things that my brother said was just on TV. They called it share time whenever I was in elementary school. It's share time. So you could bring something in and talk about it. Like a show and tell kind of thing, or you could just get up and talk about something that, you know, you wanted to share. Yeah. And I remember those little kids getting up there, you know, and I was their age and it was still on my nerves. So I know the teachers were ready to rip their hair out. One time me and my daddy, we were hunting and, we were walking in the woods and there was leaves on the ground, and they just get up because they want to try to come up with a story. Usually, you know, little kids just want to talk about, and they would drag on and on and on. And you know, they're lying their little asses off. None of that happened. They're just coming in there telling some kind of story.
Yeah. That's why it might have. But that's why, you know, the show and tell, like you have a specific item to talk about that might be a smart thing to do. Like you just talk about this thing and we could speed this up a little bit maybe.
Yeah. But I think when I was growing up and in the area where I grew up, you didn't want to force the kids to bring in something that they, you know, that they have or that they use a lot. Cause they'd be bringing knives in and things like that. You know, we always had that rule. You can't bring knives for show and tell.
Yeah.
Or for share time because you know, little kids are getting knives.
Sure.
My papa got me my first pocket knife. You know, you're talking about 5-6 year olds.
Sure. And that's really a kid's like first introduction to public speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to get up in front of an audience and deliver some sort of message about it. So I guess their childhood experts probably say it's very important, But yeah, mm-hmm. something about this seems like, oh my gosh, they're making a big deal out of it.
Yeah. And I can't believe they still do it because, you know, with the liberal mindset and all, I'm surprised they haven't looked at it like, oh, well, some people can't afford things to bring in for show and tell. So
God,
they're not at this goal. Lindsay's kids are going to.
Yeah. I think they've got plenty of stuff.
Yeah. This is my first diamond necklace.
Yeah, this is my dad's Rolex.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
I got to be honest with you. Sometimes we have some videos of old people on social media, and I'm thinking, how do these old people even know what goes on social media, and why are they on it? And it's not just that they're on there looking at their old friends and things like that. They're using it like dating and things like that. Like, this woman's freaking out. She's making a selfie video and posting it. Can you remember what the guy's name is that she's calling out, Riggins? Something Dingle, Tim Dingle or something?
Yeah, it's like Tommy Dingle or Tony Dingle, something. Yeah.
Listen.
Dale Dingle.
Wait, hold on. Let me turn it up.
Dale Dingle,
which I love. That is a country DJ name if I've ever heard one. You know, we're doing all your favorites from the 80s and 90s, all your country hits. I'm Dale Dingle. I'm going to be with you till noontime today.
I would listen to that guy.
Or I'm Dale Dingle. I'm going to be with you all the way up to midnight. So if you got something you want old Dale to play, the double D, you want double D to play it. You just get on the horn.
Dale Dingle, if you don't like me, why do you keep texting me? I don't understand it. You're going to give me a heart attack. You leave me alone, or I'm going to call the cops on you. Goodbye.
Oh my gosh.
So how old would you say she, if you had to guess, she's in her 80s?
I would say comfortably in her 80s, for sure.
And you can hear she doesn't have a tooth in her head, as they say.
Yeah.
She's got, you know, that chronic cough, probably got emphysema, or sounds kind of like that type of a condition or you know, what you call it, congestive heart condition. Mm-hmm. But old Dale Dingle's still trying to hit that, you know?
It sounds that way. It sounds like he is like a dog with a bone, like just ready for some action. And he is harassed. To me, it's harassment. If she told you she didn't like you, Dale, you got to find a new path forward because that ain't it.
But she said that he doesn't like her. If you don't like me, like he's been talking trash about not liking her, but he still keeps blowing her up.
Is it possible that he's using sort of like what little boys do when they like a little girl where they like tease them and stuff? I got a feeling that's what's going on. Like Dale is like, oh, you old lady, you old bat, you know. But the fact is he's really into her, but she's pissed.
I don't know if I would say she's pissed. She seems kind of calm to me.
Well, Dale Dingle, if you don't like me, why do you keep texting me? I don't understand it. You're going to give me a heart attack. You leave me alone, and I'm going to call the cops on you. Goodbye.
You leave me alone. Bless it.
And I want to know if she texts that. Like, does she post that on social media herself, or like, does that go to Dale? And then he posts it or sends it to his grand. Like, I don't even know how that gets up on the internet, but man, I'm so glad that my, you know, my parents are not on social media. Every time I see a video like this, I go, thank God.
Mine are not on. My mom gets mad if somebody posts a picture of her on Facebook and she doesn't know about it.
I agree. I totally get it. I completely agree.
It's like, I don't want anybody knowing my business.
I couldn't agree more. And I've got a family member that no matter what the family gathering is, instead of just enjoying the day, she's walking around taking pictures on her iPhone and taking videos of everything. It's like, hold on, you're in somebody's house. Like, put the phone down for a minute. I don't know.
And I have gotten to that point where I look and I used to think, relax, calm down. It's not that big a deal. But when I see people who are legitimately witnessing something that is great, something that's memorable or whatever. And I see them automatically pick up their phone and they're looking at it through the phone instead of looking at it with their eyes as up close and personal. I think that they're missing a better opportunity.
Sure.
I used to think, well, they're just trying to capture it so they can relive it forever. But as I've gotten older, it does mean a lot more for me to be just watching it and taking it all in up close and in person rather than trying to capture it.
Of course. Of course. And I get why artists like bands and stuff, they get frustrated because they see it like that. They're like, this is our show. Mm-hmm. We want you to experience it in this way. But I also don't think it's appropriate to make people lock up their phones when they go to a concert.
No, you know. I mean, they paid for the ticket. They should be able to, I mean, if they want to watch it through the, you know, little screen on their phone, then so be it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's none of your business.
Exactly. It's not the way I would want to enjoy it. And I think it's also different for stand-up comedians, like where they've got an hour long set and they don't want it being posted on the internet. Cause this mm-hmm. is it's gotta be new to whoever's coming to buy a ticket. So I kind of get that. But as far as bands go, they're like, put your phone down. And they get all mad and bent out of shape. It's like, okay, well, they bought the tickets. They're supporting you. Sure. You know,
who was it? Who is that? That country singer that was married to Blake Shelton. What's her name?
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. Miranda Lambert. Wasn't she the one that got mad in that Vegas show? Cause those women were, they stood up to take a picture with her in the background and all that. And she stopped the show.
Yeah. They were going to take a group picture with her. Yeah, she was performing mm-hmm. on stage and they turned their backs to her to take like mm-hmm. a big group selfie and she flipped. But
that was the thing. It wasn't a selfie. She called it a selfie. They, you know, can you hold your selfie? And people do that. They misuse the term selfie all the time because somebody else was taking the picture of the four of them. Nobody was holding it. Yeah. And people will do that all the time and go, well, look, it's a selfie. It's a selfie. No, somebody else from a different. You know, it's a picture of yourself, yes, but somebody else took. But anyway, she was rude about that, I thought.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. I think she tends to be a little agitated most of the time.
Really? Yeah. I don't know much about her. I couldn't tell you a single Miranda Lambert song. Not one.
Isn't there that one that she does about gunpowder and lead? Isn't that her? Does that one?
I don't know. But yeah, it's also Vegas, and they're just, you know, they're in Vegas. They're having a good time. I thought that was inappropriate to call him out the way she did. You know, you can have an usher come over, and that's kind of the usher's job is to sort of keep the peace in the audience, you know? Mm-hmm. So if they saw her getting agitated, they could, hey, ladies, do you mind? So there were other ways to handle it, but that is so weird.
Well, you know, when I was going to concerts when I was young, they did have the no flash photography rule. But that meant you can't bring a camera in. Nobody had phones. Mm-hmm. And if you did have a camera, you could take pictures. You just couldn't have a flash on it because that somehow would mess up the entertainer. And then they said no cameras at all.
Yeah.
You know, because Motley Crue and them wasn't allowing it.
Were people bringing in like disposable cameras?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the pictures they never were good.
Of course.
Unless you're right down by the stage, you know, it's terrible.
That's Vince Neil, is it? I can't tell. It looks like a little blonde ant 100 yards away.
Who's the guy wearing leather pants, no shirt, and suspenders? That's Tommy Lee.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio.
New Radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.